Go your own way with Isuzu Ute's Get Up and Go sale. Pick up the 7-seat Isuzu MU-X 4x2 LSM Auto for just $38,990 drive away. For terms and conditions, hurry to your local Isuzu Ute dealer today.
First, Tommy, Happy New Year, mate.
Thanks, Gaz. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Did you watch the cricket last night? Let's get the catch out of the road, because that's all we're talking about. How good was it?
I got to admit, I watched the tennis, but I have seen the catch, and I enjoyed enjoyed John's recount of the catch, too. It's getting better and better, clearly, by the day. But it was a ripper. I remember that one.
Well, you're in heavy traffic driving to work. You could get to work by the time Johnny told the story, but it was a great catch. Hey, how much of a surprise was... we believe Kurt told the team on Friday, or certainly the club on Friday. How much of a surprise was it to you?
Well, I guess the initial discussion when these things typically evolve, and I reckon it was Mick Malthouse who sort of said back in the day, once you start thinking about retirement, it's very difficult to weave your way back from that. And for Kurt, I think those doubts started to materialise after he'd had the ankle reconstruction, which was late last year, and he was starting to think about it then. Now, he hasn't had, it's not a career-ending injury, but it's certainly going to take a bit of time to come right if he was still to play, and he just needed some time for that to marinate over the summer. And I guess, when he passed on the information to the broader group, I mean, he clearly had some conversations with myself and John Longmire prior to mentioning to the group, but it was a shock, there's no doubt about that, but he handled it well and told the leaders actually on Friday and then the broader group on Monday. And he wakes up this morning as a retired player.
And the obvious one, Tommy, is you now one down from a list point of view, but how big an impact will it have structurally? I mean, you had your nail on this was a possibility back at draft time or list management time. Would you have gone to the draft with a different mindset?
Oh, look, it's always a bit hard to say. I mean, he's 202 centimetres, so they don't grow on trees. And I think one thing, given the new CBA, Category A rookies have got playing rights. So by that, I mean, we saw it with the rookie draft. We saw a record number of recycled players taken with the club. So I guess they're viewed to having them play a role. But in saying that, ruckmen aren't growing on trees at the moment. So we're clearly one down. We're still confident and comfortable with Naismith and Sinclair. We've got Darcy Cameron coming through. And I think we saw, obviously, an evolution last year with some of the medium-sized fifth midfielder, if you like, and Dean Towers played a role for us last year doing that. So clearly we need to have a look at things. We were planning for Kurt to have a delayed start to the season, so those plans were immediately put in place, but it clearly does force us to rethink a few things.
17 minutes past eight, we're talking to Tom Harley, the general manager of footy at the Sydney Swans, about Kurt Tippett's retirement yesterday. How much of his salary cap, or how much money of this season do you carry on your salary cap this year, if any, Tom?
Yeah, Tim, I totally understand it's a really topical point with this, and our position's obviously not to talk contracts and those sorts of things, but I think what we'll say is this is a decision by Kurt. He came to us and wanted to explore that. I think you could safely assume that there's been some sort of settlement, but unfair for all parties, I think, to get into the specifics of it. But clearly we carry the spot on the list, and we're a player down in just sheer numbers. But won't get drawn into the dollars discussion.
No, that's okay. I didn't necessarily want to know the dollar discussion, but in terms of it, there'll be a portion of the contract on this year, but it won't be beyond this year on your salary cap?
Yeah, well, he was contracted for 3 years so prior to that, so it certainly won't be that. But as I say, I'd just rather not get into the debate about it.
Okay, fair enough. Your Patriots had a good win yesterday too, Tommy.
Tom Brady's not bad, is he? And Nick Foles was just wandered into the playoffs, and they were pretty good. I liked your story earlier this morning about the Eagles fans. I didn't know that about the grease on the light poles. I think that was about 6:15 you were talking about that. But they'd be pretty excited over there at the minute.
Hey, Tommy, good on you, mate. You're always a great friend of the program, and good luck for the year ahead.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.